Under its influence, divers have been known to offer their air hoses to passing fish, or decide to try to have a smoke break. It also produced wild mood swings. In one test, Haldane noted, the subject alternated between depression and elation, at one moment begging to be decompressed because he felt bloody awful, and the next minute laughing and attempting to interfere with his colleague's dexterity test. In order to measure the rate of deterioration in the subject, a scientist had to go into the chamber with the volunteer to conduct simple mathematical tests. But after a few minutes, as Haldane later recalled, the tester was usually as intoxicated as the testee and often forgot to press the spindle of his stopwatch, or to take proper notes. The cause of the inebriation is even now a mystery. It is thought that it may be the same thing that causes alcohol intoxication, but as no one knows for certain what causes that, we're none the wiser. At all events, without the greatest care, it is easy to get in trouble once you leave the surface world. Which brings us back, well, nearly, to our earlier observation that Earth is not the easiest place to be an organism, even if it is the only place. Of the small portion of the planet's surface that is dry enough to stand on, a surprisingly large amount is too hot, or cold, or dry, or steep, or lofty to be of much use to us. Partly, it must be conceded, this is our fault.